It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
And we're back here at the interface at IYFWrestling.com. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here, and we are talking all about the Coronation Cup event happening June 28th back at the BACC, the Boston Area Community Center. Tickets available through this website, through the merchandise section. You definitely want to grab some tickets for this show. They're going pretty good right now. You don't want to miss out on this event. Of course, this features the one-night tournament to name the next number one contender to the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. And this year it's been announced it's a traditional style tournament, four quarterfinal matches to lead into two semifinals and then the finals itself. The winner, as I just said, named the number one contender. And already announced to be a part of this tournament this year, the first entrant is the man who won the inaugural Coronation Cup tournament, the Wolf, CJ Scott. And here at the interface, I've got not just one, not just two, but three more names that have been made official for the Coronation Cup tournament this year. So listen up, folks, because it's going to be some good news here. First of all, a young man who's been lighting IYFW audiences on fire, making an impact since he debuted with this company not too long ago, getting the biggest opportunity of his career in IYFW, Elite Terrell. He is the second official entrant in the Coronation Cup tournament this year. The next entrant I have to announce is another man who's been trying to make an impact in IYFW. He's been with this company for some time. He got a big victory back at show number 42 just a few short weeks ago, defeating a former co-holder of the IYW Tag Team Championships. I'm talking about the SOG, the Soldier of God, Ronnie Ribs. He is the third official entrant in the tournament this year. And you know, looking at these three individuals so far, I gotta say that the Wolf, CJ Scott, definitely the odds-on favorite to win it this year, until I found out the fourth individual to be named into the Coronation Cup tournament this year. This man had his last opportunity at the In Your Face Wrestling Championship back at show number 42. He won the match by DQ, but did not win the championship. So IYFW officials give him a big opportunity to regain that number one contendership. And of course, I am speaking of the mighty Franz Roddy. He, the former IYFW champion, is in the Coronation Cup tournament this year. So there you have it. Four slots filled and four slots still to go to be filled. And I hope to have those names for you very, very soon here confirmed on the interface. Now let's talk about the other big matchup that's been signed for June 28th's return to the BACC. It is the tag team title match between the unlikely pairing of the legendary Chip Stetson and the current In Your Face Wrestling New Breed champion, and of course the Canadian heavyweight champion too, Mr. Canada, Ricky Williams, as they take on Northern Fury for the tag team titles. Of course, this match, coming about because of the victory Chip and Ricky got back at show number 42 back in Delancey at the DACC there, and Chip Stetson, the wily veteran, used every trick in the book that he could possibly pull out, trying to use powder, using brass knuckles, everything to get the victory that night, and that has earned him and Williams the tag team title shot on June 28th. And you would think that's a good enough match right there, right? Well, you would be wrong, because just before I turned the record button on this microphone, I got a text message directly from the Secretary of Event Content, Ivana Leach, who told me to tell you that this match has gotten a huge upgrade. First of all, this tag team match has now been deemed to be the main event happening June 28th in Boston Spa. Because of the importance of this match, the animosity we see between these two tag teams, it's been moved to the main event spot on June 28th. But that's not all, folks. No, you're getting two for the price of one here. Because this tag team match, because of Chip Stetson's actions, and because of constant emails to IYFW officials from the current tag team champions Northern Fury, this match is now no disqualification, all four men in the ring at the same time, anything goes. The old school term would be a Texas tornado match. Now, this match, anything goes for the tag team titles main event at the Coronation Cup event June 28th at the Boston Area Community Center. How big of an announcement is that, folks? You don't want to miss out on this event right now. So that's all the big news I have for you here at the interface, but I got a couple of personal observations I just wanted to throw it at you. First of all, where's the rickety rocket? Anybody know? Anybody know where the rocket is gone? We saw him back in March at Memories Moments of Mayhem. Didn't see him in May. Don't know if we're going to see him there in June. Ian Daniels has been going at it in the singles ranks again, but no rickety rocket. Where exactly is the rocket? If anyone's got any understanding, any knowledge of where he may be, please let us know. We're kind of worried about him. But somebody we're not too worried about that also has been out of commission, so to speak, is the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale. Now, this man last appeared before us in a wheelchair at M3 back in March. Now, there was a lot of speculation as to what exactly he was doing in that wheelchair. Some people said he has a knee injury. Some people say he has a back injury. Some say it's some kind of neck injury. We don't know. We can't get a confirmation about this. And of course, Scarsdale is not telling anybody why he was in that wheelchair. Some people think it's a ruse. Some people think it's a complete hoax. They're claiming they saw Scarsdale partying it up in Las Vegas the same weekend. I don't know. That's a speculation. Don't blame me. But we don't know what's going on with Scott Scarsdale. Don't even know if he's going to be there June 28th in Boston Spa either. But you know what? There's one individual I know that we are all desperately waiting to see the return of. And I am speaking, of course, of the IYFW icon, Drake Evans. Drake, of course, suffered that horrible car accident in the tail end of 2013, right around fall into winter, and ever since then, he's been trying to recover, had his neck fusion surgery back in January of this year, and 3 days after the surgery, you've already heard about it, folks, he was there in Boston Spa supporting IYFW to see the fans, got a big token of respect from the innovator of violence, Tommy Dreamer, which led him to come back to IYFW a few months later and be on Drake's team at Memories Moments of Mayhem in the main event, but I understand that Drake Evans has been training. He's been getting back in the gym, even getting back in the ring. Not fully recovered yet, but the process is going good. His recovery is going good, and we cannot wait to see the icon back in an IYFW ring. Well, I think that's going to do it for this quick edition of The Interface here at IYFWrestling.com. More information will be coming soon about the Coronation Cup tournament. I'm going to try to get the last four confirmed names to you as soon as I can here at The Interface, so keep checking this website. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter to get all the information. Also, we'll be talking about the new tag team in IYFW that's turning a lot of heads, the team of the Northern Stud and Liam McFerrin. And speaking of tag teams, what about the KO Gang? Do you know them? Oh, you do. And I'll tell you all about them next time here at The Interface. For IYFWrestling.com, this is Joey LaRocque.